Gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using authentic, organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use every single day in running and growing my businesses from here in the middle of Fort Worth, Texas. This week, we are talking about the battle between artificial and authentic. I told you that the AI tools are allowing people to create content in volume. It is an avalanche of things that are being put on the internet every day. People are putting social media content ad nauseum. People are putting content on their website in truckloads. People are uploading videos of all kinds onto YouTube and other platforms. How do you stand out as this artificial avalanche of content hits the web? We talked yesterday about what is authentic, what makes you real, what are your passions, what do you love, what sets you apart from the person down the street. If people are going to use these AI tools to put this avalanche of artificial content where they explain the nuts and bolts of things, how do you stand out above that avalanche? You create that authentic connection with people so that they can know, like, and trust you. That phrase has never been more important than it is today, whether you're in person, online, or over the phone. When we talk about content marketing, there's a dirty side to it that people don't want to ever admit. There is a cost to creating content. It's not a monetary cost all the time. It is a time cost. Time is money. There is a certain amount of work that goes into creating content regularly so that you can stay relevant and in front of audiences. The world we live in today is a content hungry world. We post and consume content on social media constantly. If you look at the number of tweets or skeets or Instagram posts or Facebook posts or LinkedIn posts that people make, there is new stuff being pushed all the time. If you get to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 Facebook friends, and then you add followers on top of that, there is so much content you cannot keep up with the entire list of friends that you have. The algorithm is constantly feeding people what they think they will like. People are terminally online. We can talk about whether that's good or bad. I had a podcast that I listened to over the Christmas break that was sent to me by a friend. This podcast was about how AI is affecting the terminally online, how it's manipulating people. All of this content is producing an avalanche that you have to stay on top of and in front of to be able to effectively market to people. We're seeing search engine changing all the time. When you look at putting content out in multiple channels, it requires even more work because you're not just trying to stay on top of Facebook. You're trying to stay on top of multiple platforms. All of the machines have to be fed. How do you do that? You have to leverage technology. You do have to leverage AI. But how do you make that work for you and stay authentically you? Ryan Levesque is a person I've learned a lot from through the years, and he is taking a contrarian approach to how he is marketing online today. He is authentically sitting down and creating certain things from scratch. He is finding primary channels of delivery where he is concentrating most of his time, and he's allowing the AI and the VAs and the employees to then take what is authentically him and push it into these other channels where his priority is not found. That is an excellent way to bridge the gap. When I sit down and create the emails for the porch, those are now cataloged, and my wife can come behind me now that she's working for me and turn those emails and turn the transcripts from these podcasts into additional content that can be pushed to more places. We do that with my insurance agency. I create the written articles that go on the website. Then we leverage these AI tools to begin to push them out into other places. And we can make videos that represent who we are, that I can do voiceovers for, It is a way for you to get more things in more places. What you have to do is you have to find that authentic voice. You have to identify that primary channel of delivery, and you have to be creative in that space and then allow those tools to deploy from there. If you are not tracking down this path, the things that you put out into the world are not going to be you authentically. They are going to be a mishmash of other people's voices that have been used to train the AI tools that you are leveraging. You have to be intelligent about how you allocate and spend your time, because your time is something that you'll never get back. We can always make more money. We can't create more time. There are 24 hours in a day, every day of the week, of the month, of the year. We have to allow our minds and our bodies to refresh, which reduces that 24 hours. We have to judiciously spend that time, and we have to find the way to be authentically us, use our voice. You guys know what to expect from Uncle Ron. That's not changing. You have to do the same for your business. If you would like help in doing that, go to sprocketops.com, hit the contact form. Let's have a conversation about how I can help you find your voice, identify your ideal target, and create that authentic message that can help you connect with the people around you. Tomorrow, here on The Porch, we are going to talk about how do people know what to trust? What is real information? This is a fascinating topic to me, and one that I am finding to be very important as a dad. I'll see you here tomorrow on The Porch.